Good evening, everyone. This is the devotional for 6/29/22, morning of Wednesday morning. And I want to talk about something that is often not addressed in regards to practical Christian living as well as gleaning from the Bible the way a Christian should live. I find that the Bible is very balanced in its approach to practical Christian living. After talking about the Bible for the last 16 years on Sermon Audio, I have found that there is a tendency for Christians to be lopsided in their approach to biblical instruction and interpretation. Let me give you an example. I find on one side those who are constantly and continually talking about the great doctrines of election and predestination, and I'm probably guilty as far as maybe being lopsided in that, where others rarely ever talk about predestination election, and they are talking about often the evil in our society and addressing the evils of society, including the Jesuits and Zionism and false prophets and false doctrines and Arminianism and Roman Catholicism and all the other isms. And I believe that the Apostle Paul and Christ, as well as Peter and John, they all had a very balanced perspective in talking about the aforementioned false prophets, exposing and naming those that were portraying things that were not in the Bible, as well as spending a significant amount of time on doctrine, not only on predestination election, but also on the atonement, perfect sacrifice of Christ, on the covenant between the Godhead, on the eschatological positions of Christ and Paul, and so on. So there does seem to be a balance in the Bible. And a balance also by the apostles and Christ himself. And any time we get out of balance, out of kilter, we need to get back on course and focus on, present the whole counsel of God is what I'm trying to say tonight. So, you know, that's really what I have had on my mind this evening, because I've been guilty of spending too much time on one subject and not having a complete approach to, again, practical Christian living. I hope you have a good remainder of the week, and tomorrow I'm going to post a rebroadcast on ecumenism. I think you'll find it interesting. It's from either 2006 or 2007. So anyway, may you have a good day today, and let us continue to present a balanced approach to practical Christian living. God bless.